Good morning. This is October 25th of 2009. So that makes, let's see, 39 days roughly until we meet in person. Those of you going to the upcoming classes, we'll be meeting in Colorado, and we'll be meeting in California on December 3rd, and then December 4th, 5th, and 6th. I'm looking forward to meeting you, not so much so I can see your human self. That does not thrill me as much as sitting with you and feeling the consciousness of all of us centered in the presence of Christ. Many of you have just beautiful, wonderful consciousness is, and I'm really looking forward to feeling that. You are your consciousness, and it is your consciousness I love. And I'm looking forward to feeling your consciousness, and then feeling the combined consciousness as we walk in the awareness of Christ. This is what thrills me. Now, this morning, not knowing if there was to be a talk, I woke up and went downstairs and had a cup of coffee and gave the cat his salmon, which he loves, and then let him out for a morning stroll. Came back up, had a little exercise, and sat down to be still. I had already been quiet in the bed before getting out of the bed. I had already listened and been attentive and tuned in to whatever the presence would have to say. And then after getting out of bed again, I came upstairs here after the coffee and the kitty, and was silent again in my meditation chair. I read a little bit, a paragraph in Consciousness Unfolding, and I was silent again. I don't know how it is for you, but I find that I'm making a transition from living by physical might and mental prowess, mental power, mental ingenuity. I'm transitioning out of that into living by these periods of silence, living by the Christ, living by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That is, every word that I receive in consciousness. And that's different than it was just a few years ago. Because just a few years ago, I lived by memorized statements of truth. And that's not the same thing at all. That's still living by the mind. Oh, it's perhaps a finer state of mind than just a material sense, but it's still mind. And it has limitation, of course. So now I'm transitioning into living by these impartations that I receive from deep within. And each Sunday, I have a special period where I sit still and I ask, is there anything you want to say for a talk today? And I become quiet and I listen. I am receptive. I attempt to stand a little to one side as a witness. in order that you may see a little more clearly what I do, let's do it right now. Let's just say that I woke up, I had my coffee, I had my little exercise, I took care of the kitty, and now I'm back upstairs here, and I'm not sure if there's going to be a talk. So I'm going to sit down here in my comfortable chair and become quiet. I of myself have no answers. The answers are not in this mind. So be still. Father, pour out thy spirit. I stand a little to one side, a witness, a beholder. Christ liveth here. Comes is a feeling of the presence. I feel it as a tingling that passes through me or flows into me, and with it comes a feeling of release, a feeling of peace, a feeling of I am here. I am here. And then I receive an impartation, and the impartation is about darkness. You see, I got up in the middle of the night last night because my eyes opened and it seemed it was time to meditate. And I went and sat in my chair as my wife continued to sleep. And had a meditation. And I noticed the darkness, because it's pitch black here in the mountains. We're not in the city. There are not a lot of lights. I don't like a lot of light anyway. And so the only light was kind of a soft glow from the lights on my modem, because I didn't turn the modem off. And that's it. That was the only light. Other than that, it was pitch black darkness. And what comes to me now about that darkness is when I turn on the light, the overhead light in the ceiling, or even the little lamp I have beside my meditation chair for reading. When I turn on the light, the darkness disappears. It disappears. We don't really know where the darkness goes. And my feeling is that the darkness doesn't go anywhere. Because what came to me here this morning, just a moment ago, is the darkness is not a thing. The darkness is an absence of something. The darkness is an absence of the light. When the light is turned on, there's no more absence. Now there's a presence, the presence of light. You probably see where I'm going with this. In our seeking for the solution to our earthly problems, whether financial problems, relationship problems, health problems, supply problems. What I want to ask you is, are you working on the darkness? What would you think of me if you were there in the room with me, perhaps sleeping in a bed nearby or on a couch or something, and I opened my eyes and suddenly started speaking very animatedly about this darkness? I've got to get rid of this darkness. Don't you see? It's everywhere. I can't function like this. It's limiting me. It's horrible. It's black. It's ugly. It's almost suffocating. Help me get rid of my darkness. I've got to work on this darkness. You would probably want to bring in the men with the white coats. You know, that would be pretty odd, huh? Or you might walk over and flick the light switch and say, "You've been having a bad dream, son." Is that not what we are doing when we work on our material problems in a material universe? Joe calls it hypnotism, mesmerism. Why not just call it darkness? It's an absence of light. It's an absence of presence. It's not a thing. That darkness in the middle of my room last night, that's a no thing. It's an absence of a thing. When the thing shows up, which is the light, the absence is no more. And this without working on the absence at all, without working on the darkness one bit, just simply saying, "Oh, I need the light," and turning the light on, then that which was a nothing disappears without any work at all on it. Now, I know that we work on our darkness, whatever darkness we are entertaining. A failed relationship, or a failing relationship, or a bumpy, rocky relationship. Ill health, problems of aging, problems in our finances, a lack of what we call supply. We work on them. Oh, I have a problem. I need to work on this. There must be spiritual principles I can apply that deal specifically with supply. Let me go look those up. Maybe I have the book on supply by Joel Goldsmith. Maybe I just look up chapters on supply. Or I go to Joel's Gems online and I look up the word supply and I read about it. Probably what I'll read is that supply is, there's no supply out here in the world. Supply is invisible. I don't know if that'll help me much. But I take it home and I close my eyes and I remind myself that supply is invisible and God is my supply and all that I have is thine. Those kind of things, right? What am I doing? I'm still working on trying to get rid of the darkness. I'm trying to eliminate the problem. Now, you know that won't work in the middle of the night if I work on the darkness. I'll stay in the darkness. So a different approach to this is required. If we have listened to the Kailua Study Series talks And we have been practicing the principles that we find in those talks. We're coming up higher. We're coming into a new way, a new mode, a new method, where we no longer work on the darkness. And it's quite wonderful. It's also disconcerting at first. Joel says it may arouse a battle in you. You may feel very uncomfortable for a while. Why? Why? Because you're letting go of all the props upon which you've relied in order to go direct to the light. You're going to learn how to meet any appearance of the darkness with nothing but the light. And so that brings me to the paragraph I read this morning, and I'll read it to you now. If you have been reading the suggested readings for the upcoming classes in California and perhaps Colorado, then you have read this chapter. It's out of the book Consciousness Unfolding by Joel Goldsmith, and it's the second chapter called Peace. And it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." That's John 14:27. And Joel says, "My peace, the peace of Christ." More healings have been brought about through absolute silence than through all the arguments metaphysicians have thought up in the whole history of the world. When you are called upon for help, or when you are confronted with an appearance of the darkness, a lack, a limitation, sit down and get at peace. Think no thoughts. Just sit and wait. Wait. Be patient and wait for the peace of the Christ to descend upon you. In that moment of peace, without a word, you will witness healing. Now, that's just absolutely fantastic. That one paragraph really is the complete Kailua study series in one paragraph. We are learning a new mode, a new method. And that method is we are learning to wait upon the Lord. We are learning to wait upon the light. We are learning when confronted with any appearance to meet it with nothing except an open consciousness. We are learning to meet it with nothing except the peace that flows through. We are learning to meet the darkness with nothing except an awareness of the presence. And you know, that was what we should have been doing all these years. And now I will show you that. In Joel's book, The Art of Spiritual Healing, which was put out somewhere around 1959, he explained this exact thing, but we went right on by it and didn't see it. He says, and mine's all underlined, this page is all completely, these two pages are all completely underlined. He says, when you really begin to comprehend that in healing you are not dealing with people, when you learn to eliminate them and their claims from your thought, and in every instance deal with the root of the problem, nothingness or an absence of something, you will find how quickly you will be able to become consciously aware of a spiritual presence within you. This presence cannot be felt until you are free of the barrier. The barrier is the belief in two powers. The barrier is the belief in something apart from God. Well, the barrier is the belief that you have to do something about the darkness. And you don't. You never again have to work that hard. You don't have to do something about the darkness. You have to stand still, get at peace, and wait for the presence to descend upon you. And that presence is the light. And when the light shines, the darkness disappears. And you have nothing to do about it except to remain a witness as this happens to you. And that's exactly what Joel said here. But we missed it. He says, the minute you have made it a nothingness, you can do just what it says in Scripture. You can rest in His Word, which is the same as get at peace. You can rest in this Word, waiting for the Spirit of the Lord God to be upon you. And when it comes, it breaks the hypnotism. It dissolves the darkness. The light makes the darkness disappear. Because in omnipresence, there's no other presence. And so he says, for years after I had learned to recognize that all forms of sin, disease, lack, limitation, depression are hypnotism, nothingness, the puzzle was to discover how to break the hypnotism. And farther down he says, it was then that I discovered the scriptural passage which you will find throughout all my writings. The stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. Again, you remain a witness. You are not a participant, you are a witness. It is Christ, the light, that dissolves the darkness. You don't work on the darkness. You remain at peace. And so again, he says, by the time I had spent some months puzzling on its obscure meaning, of the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, the answer began to be apparent. The weapon against error, that is, against the darkness, our offense and our defense, is something that is neither physical nor mental. No action, no words, no thoughts, only the awareness of God. And on the next page, as you carry this out in practice, watching the stone being formed in and of your consciousness, while you stand to one side as a witness or a beholder, eventually a state of peace will come. Then you will catch a glimpse of God as is. Not a power over anything, just God is, the light is. And you begin to understand no power does anything to anyone. And you become simply a beholder as reality or the light begins to appear. And all problems fade out in proportion as you develop the ability to be quiet, to be at peace, to behold, to be a witness as divine harmony unfolds. And because of the principle of oneness, your patient experiences this harmony. Now, he says, the principle behind this is, when the human mind is not functioning, there's no more hypnotism. When you are not thinking thoughts or words, not even statements of truth, when you are in a stillness, in that sense of peace, the human mind is stopped. Hypnotism is gone. When you experience this, this inner peace, this inner stillness, you will feel something which transcends the human dimension of life. You will feel the descent of the Holy Spirit. You will feel the peace that passes understanding. You will feel a divine presence and a release from fear or discord. Isn't that just fabulous? And so the answer to the question, will there be a talk today, is yes. There will be a talk about the darkness, and there will be a talk about the light. And the impartation received was, please stop working on the darkness. You can never change something that is a nothing. Never again pick up stones or rocks to do something about error, darkness. Never again pick up statements of truth or thoughts or words to throw at error or appearances or the darkness. We are coming to a new form of prayer, a new mode of meditation, a meditation in which we find out what Joel meant when he said, in that moment of peace, without a word, you will witness healing. What does that feel like when we go into our meditation and we remind ourselves, I am not working on the darkness. That is a nothingness, not a somethingness. And so I am not working on it. I am here to rest, to receive the peace of Christ, to receive the awareness of omnipresence. I am standing to one side, a witness, as the light of the presence of Christ meets the darkness. And in the awareness of omnipresence, there is no other presence. So now I put up my sword, even my mental sword. I am here for but one reason. Father, reveal thy omnipresence. Reveal this Christ in my midst. Let thy light shine. Let thy peace descend. Father, thy grace. as we're told in the Kalua study series, we are confronted with the appearance of darkness in one form or another. Here it is in front of us. Do we work on the darkness? No. No, we're past that now. We simply say, no answer to this, no answer to that. I drop it. Christ, thy presence is my sufficiency. I rest and receive thy presence. Christ liveth here. And if we've made some progress with this new mode of meditation, it may be that we simply sit down to meditation, close our eyes and say, no answer to that. Christ, thy peace that passeth understanding. Without any explanations, without any ideas or theories or thoughts or conclusions or judgments, we sit still. We feel the inflow of the Spirit, of the presence, of the peace of Christ. And we rest in it. We are released. The fear or upset or concern, we are released. We are set free from that. And we're simply resting back in the inner peace, that Christ peace, witnessing the light as it shines. That's all, just witnessing Christ, feeling Christ. And after a few minutes, we have completed that meditation. The light has shined. And now, without picking up our little finger against the darkness, in some way that we know not of, the Christ peace itself, the Christ light, dissolves the darkness. Just like we do not know where the darkness goes when we turn on the light in the middle of the night, we do not know where the appearances go when they dissolve by the light of Christ. All we know is how wonderful it is that we no longer have to work on them. How wonderful it is that we don't have to work that hard, that we don't have to work on the darkness. How wonderful it is that we meet everything with the peace of Christ, with the presence, with the light of God. And we stand to the side, a witness, as that light shines itself, as that peace flows itself, as the Spirit flows. And so, in this new mode, this new way, we are making a transition from man whose breath is in his nostrils, who has to run out there and do things physically, try to fix things. We are making the transition from mind, whose judgments are in its thoughts, who tries to figure things out and get to the cause and the root of all evil, and figure out what to do about it, and what truth should meet it, and what statements of truth meet supply, and what statements of truth meet love, and what statements of truth meet health. We are transitioning from mind, from body and mind consciousness, to spiritual consciousness. We are transitioning from that man or woman of body and mind to the Christ presence, to being that instrument, that avenue of awareness through which the Christ peace, the Christ light flows. And so this requires many periods of meditation like this throughout the day and even in the night in order to make this transition. We are transitioning from man of earth to that one who has their being in Christ. Or another way to see this is, my favorite analogies, the two books of Genesis. We are transitioning out of the second book of Genesis, that creation where the mind and its images projects a world of forms, all lacking and limited, being born and dying, being well and being sick, being rich and being poor, being famous and popular and being lonely and alone. Those images. We are transitioning out of that false sense of creation by no longer living through the body or the mind. In our periods of meditation now, we are stepping into the light. We are stepping into the first chapter of Genesis. We are stepping back into consciousness, where consciousness shines its light and forms itself, and every good and perfect gift of the Creator comes forth. And we find that God looks upon what it has made, and it is very good, because it is perfect. Nothing is lacking. We are transitioning from a material sense of universe back into the spiritual universe, the Garden of Eden. And we're doing this without going anywhere. We're doing this simply by transitioning within our own consciousness. We are dying daily. Every time we have one of these meditations, we die a little more to the belief that we have to work on or in the darkness. And we are awakening to deeper and deeper levels of awareness that we meet everything as a witness. The peace of Christ meets everything. We are coming to see that the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the peace of Christ, is our very own consciousness. And as we cease from man, and we cease from mind, consciousness does take over. We are coming to see that the beginning was the Word. Consciousness was the Word. God was the Word. And consciousness formed itself as invisible flesh, the Christ of your being. And that Christ dwells in your midst, that presence, that peace, that light. And as you stand aside a witness, a beholder, you behold the glory of the only manifestation of the true consciousness of God, of the Word made flesh, that dwells among us. Is there a talk this morning? Yes. Yes. And I within am that talk. And now you know, if you have opened your consciousness, you know that I have always stood and knocked. But now, through the new mode, the new method, you have opened the door unto me, and I have come in. And I in the midst of thee am soon to live you. For as you have these periods, we are told by Joel, by our brother Joel, that the day of transition will come, when we will not have to have these renewing periods throughout the day, because that Christ presence, that peace, the light, consciousness itself will be living you. Isn't this wonderful? And so in 39 days we will meet, and in 40 days we will meet in California, and 39 days in Colorado, and 40 days in California. I expect all of you who attend to bring with you this peace, this Christ peace, this transcendental presence, this consciousness, so that we may join in one consciousness and see what it manifests as our upliftment, as our enrichment, as our enlightenment, as our blessing, our darshan. We will all have this wonderful darshan together. Christ in you, your hope of glory. Let us experience this glory together in just a few short days. Thank you, my beloved friends. And there's nothing else to say, just to rest here as we feel this presence in our midst. Yes, I feel it. Blessings.